Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tornadoes strike again.
We just held on to each other and prayed.
Dilemma at the southern border.
People are going to ask, where can I go? All the places I know are also full.
Senate vote on TikTok.
We saw those servers light up there as the data was going up for my phone.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Snow and wind in the north, tornadoes in the south, the weather hampering travel and causing death and destruction. At least three tornado deaths in Louisiana. Alyssa Curtis of New Orleans TV affiliate WWL has the latest.
Looking at what's left of Michael Willis's car, it's no wonder why he says he's lucky to be alive.
I've never been inside of a tornado before. I'm looking at wood buildings all in the same spin. Like it's spinning with me.
Yep, that's a tornado.
The string of twisters in and around the city ripped trees from their roots, tore down power lines, and left homes in tatters, including Mary Kenny's.
We ran out the trailer and we could see it coming across the levee. As soon as we got in the house, in the bathroom, in the tub, our ears started popping and everything was gone. And everything was falling on us.
The tornado system is part of the same line of powerful snowstorms that have caused whiteout conditions up north. In Minnesota, dozens of accidents were reported across interstates while a blizzard dumped a pile of snow on streets and power lines, leading to thousands of outages.
Just stay ahead of the snow because we're supposed to be getting a lot more of it.
Well, more than 2,000 migrants a day are arriving along the Texas border, stretching resources in El Paso. Local leaders say the situation is unsustainable. CBS's Lilia Luciano has been speaking with some recent arrivals.
Migrants here in El Paso face dangerous conditions with temperatures expected to drop below freezing.
Demasiado frío fue.
He slept outside a shelter in El Paso, unsheltered.
People are going to ask you, where do I go?
What do you tell them?
I don't have a place for you because all the places I know are also full.
For over four decades, Ruben Garcia has served migrants at Annunciation House and says he has never seen El Paso like this. The situation is only expected to get worse when Title 42, a pandemic-era law that the U.S. uses to turn migrants away, is set to expire. Garcia says a humanitarian crisis here can only be prevented if the city, county, churches, and the federal government step up efforts to shelter thousands more.
If Title 42 gets lifted and those four entities are not operating at their max, many, many more people sleeping out on the street.
The federal government is suing Arizona and its Republican governor over the placement of shipping containers as a border barrier. Governor Doug Ducey indicated they were temporary. He wants Washington to give a timetable for sealing gaps in the permanent border wall. We're learning more about the October hammer attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband from a court hearing for the suspect, David DePapp. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
DePapp allegedly said he later planned to kidnap President Biden's son, Hunter, in California and target the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, and movie star Tom Hanks. Paul Pelosi was here in Washington with the House Speaker for the ceremonial unveiling of her portrait. He told CBS News his recovery is coming along, but is a slow process.
As part of its wintertime COVID strategy, the Biden administration will make more free tests available, four for all households, and some people and equipment will be put on standby if hospitals and nursing homes need help. Overseas now, CBS's MTS Tayeb has more on the U.S. citizen who was released when Russia made a mass war prisoner exchange with Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini!
A show of defiance as 64 Ukrainian soldiers were released in a prisoner swap with Russia. Among them, Swedi Murakazi.
My name is Swedi Murakazi. I am well.
The American Air Force veteran who's lived in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson since 2018. It was occupied by Russian forces at the start of the war, and he was taken into custody in early June, held in a cell with Americans and fellow veterans Alex Druki and Andy Wen before their release in September.
Former tennis star Boris Becker was released today from a British prison after serving 8 months for hiding assets in a bankruptcy. He's being deported to Germany. For the seventh time this year, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates. Yesterday's hike was a half point, hitting a high for rates not seen in 14 years. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's plan is to tame inflation and head off a recession.
I don't think anyone knows whether we're going to have a recession or not, and if we do, whether it's going to be a deep one or not. It's not knowable.
The House has passed a short-term spending bill to keep government agencies running through December 23rd. The extension will need to pass the Senate by midnight Friday. Work is continuing on a broader long-term bill. The Senate's passed a bill to bar federal employees from using TikTok on their government phones and other devices. It goes to the House next. Some states have taken similar action. Gizmodo reporter Thomas Germain says the concern is data is being swept up by China.
They're looking through all of my contacts to see whether those people are on TikTok, but who knows what they're doing with it. They're definitely keeping track of everything that's in there, whether those people are on TikTok or not. And the interesting thing there is my friends didn't consent to having their phone numbers and emails uploaded in TikTok.
Elon Musk suspended the Twitter account that uses publicly available data to track his private jets. Then hours later, he brought it back after imposing new conditions on all Twitter users. Then he suspended the account again, claiming a car with his young son inside was tracked. It all ended well for two men and a dog in a sailboat after some harrowing days in the Atlantic Ocean. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
They were heading from the southernmost part of New Jersey down to Florida, but 65-year-old Kevin Hyde and 76-year-old Joe DiDomaso never made it, disappearing on December 3rd. A crew in a tanker ship 200 miles off Delaware's coast 10 days later somehow spotted them.
If you look at the size of his ship and the size of the ocean, just compare it to this toothpick that I'm floating around in. Their training paid off and they found us.
The men say they spent days in 40-foot waves with no power after a storm knocked it out along with the sailboat's mast.
We didn't have no more water left, nothing. We're sucking water out of the water lines.
The pet dog was rescued too.
London's theater district is offering a helping hand to cash-strapped Brits.
Let it go.
It's the cultural version of a food bank. Starting in the new year, about 1,000 unsold London theater tickets a week will be given to Brits caught in the country's cost of living crisis.
Great is my content to see thee here before me.
As well as theater, the ticket bank will offer access to music concerts and comedy and dance performances. Some of the capital's leading cultural institutions have already signed up, with more expected to join. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Also of note, in Britain and here in the U.S., the final three episodes of Harry and Meghan are out on Netflix. In the last chapters of the docu-series, Harry accused his older brother William of responding furiously to his plans to quit the royal family. Harry also claims the palace has leaked stories to hurt him and his wife. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.